Zlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Bianca.
And Bryce.
With your 10am Zlines. For local news today, the following story does have a content warning in place for the discussion of distressing topics. Cairns Labor MP Michael Healy has apologised for a sketch comedy video he had posted to his Facebook account before removing it, saying, quote, "It was no laughing matter." Deputy Premier Jared Blaish pulled up posts featuring a sketch comedy video joking about killing sex workers, indecent exposure, and other racy topics. Blaish called on Labour leader Stephen Miles to act on the information, slamming it as a misogynistic and totally unacceptable video, calling the moment a test of his leadership. Miles has confirmed that Healy, quote, has expressed his sincere remorse for posting the content. The University of Southern Queensland has announced plans for a new tartan running track at their Toowoomba campus. The university welcomed $1 million in funding from the state government to complete designs for an athletic centre and tartan track at the Toowoomba location. The funding was announced by Queensland Treasurer and Member for Toowoomba South, David Janetsky, who said the Christopher Lee government was, quote, ensuring the Darling Downs region plays a pivotal role in the Brisbane 2032 Olympics and has a lasting games legacy, end quote. This comes after years of conversation with the Ipswich City Council, which included a $20 million plan for a synthetic athletics track proposed to be built at the Ipswich campus in partnership with Bremer State High. However, UniSQ rejected a $10 million funding commitment for an Ipswich tartan track from the Albanese government, citing financial challenges preventing them from proceeding with the project. National news for today. The National Council for Fire and Emergency Services warns that regions in Western Australia are likely to experience higher risk of fire this spring, as the above average rainfall the past two seasons has increased fuel cover across the state. Warmer than average temperatures and low rain forecasts also contribute to the warnings, with the Dampier Peninsula, Derby Coast and Central Kimberley highlighted as high risk. Mitigation efforts are set to continue across the state, with residents urged to prepare properties by carrying out controlled burns along with updating bushfire plans.
Remote Northern Territory communities have raised concerns following the looming closure of the Wadare barge. The weekly freight service, which is the only way to transport food and essentials to the remote Northern Territory community during the wet season, is set to cease operation at the end of this month. Without the barge, residents of Wadare will be forced to shop for supplies at their only store, which Mark Tunmuck, chair of the Thamura Development Corporation, said was already low on items. In a statement by the president of the company that owns the barge, the Murrin Association, William Pernbuck, said even though the barge closure would affect local businesses and raise concerns about local fuel security, there was no other option. A spokesperson for the Northern Territory government said it was rapidly working with key stakeholders in Wadare to find a reliable freight service ahead of the wet season. And for our international news story, there's just a content warning in place for this one, so listener discretion is advised. An Indian private zoo has come under inquiry after allegations that animals were acquired unlawfully and mistreated. The zoo, owned by the billionaire Ambani family, is home to hundreds of elephants, tigers, and other animals. The zoo, which goes by the name Vantara, spans over 3,500 acres and is home to some 2,000 species, calling itself the world's largest wildlife rehabilitation center. The inquiry will also examine possible violations of wildlife laws at Vantara, as well as allegations of financial irregularities and money laundering. Moving on to the weather today, it is bright and sunny outside. It is currently 23 degrees in Brisbane, with an expected maximum of 27. The fire danger is moderate, and the UV index is predicted to reach 6, which is in the high band. But otherwise, that is all your news for 10am. We'll be back at 11am for more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zzz.org.au. Thank you.